You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoments.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Friday, February the 7th of 2025. So today we're going to take a little different approach as we are going to take a moment to honor the legacy of a true pioneer in the world of safety, the late James Reason, who recently passed away. His work revolutionized the way that we approach safety, human error, and accident prevention. James Reason's contributions have shaped the safety industry and continue to influence the practices in fields like aviation, healthcare, and manufacturing. One of his most iconic contributions is the Swiss cheese model of accident causation, a framework that forever changed the way that we think about the system failures. The Swiss cheese model shows us that accidents don't typically happen because of a single mistake or failure, rather that they are a result of multiple layers of defense, each which has potential holes in it. When these holes line up, the failure can occur. It's a model that urges us to look beyond the individuals and address the systemic issues that allow errors to slip through the cracks. I mean, think about that for a moment. Think about how far ahead he was when he brought this up. It's this very insight that has reshaped how we approach safety in the workplace. Reason's focus wasn't just on human error at this point of failure, but of the latent conditions, those hidden, often systemic problems that pre-exist and contribute to accidents. Instead of just pointing out or pointing fingers at people who make mistakes, hey, it was that person's fault. James Reason challenged us to look at organizations, the process, and the systems that enabled those mistakes to happen in the first place. Some other stuff, James Reason was also a strong advocate for changing the way that we view human error. In his seminal book, Human Error, he explored the cognitive psychology behind mistakes, showing that errors are often predictable and preventable if we understand the conditions that lead to them. He made the case that safety isn't about eliminating human error completely. It's about designing systems and cultures that mitigate in response to those errors as they happen. His work led to the development of safety management systems, which encourages organizations to be proactive in identifying and addressing safety risks before they turn into incidents. And more recently, his influence can be seen in Safety 2, a movement that shifts the focus from preventing failure to understanding how and why safety works well so we can learn from those successes and build even better systems. James Reason's legacy isn't just the models and theories that he developed. It's in the culture of safety that we strive for today. Ones that's a holistic, system-wide, and focused on learning and contributes to the improvement of the actual organization. His work has given us tools in understanding safety as a much deeper level and addresses problems before they even become disasters. As we reflect on his passing, we celebrate his life and a profound impact that he had on safety professionals, organizations, individuals across the globe. His dedication to improve safety has more than just a career. It's a mission to save lives and protect people in ways that we may never fully appreciate. So today, let's remember James Reason, not just as the models he created, but the way that he made us rethink safety in ways that made the world better and a safer place for all of us. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Safety FM Mini. Remember, the legacy of safety continues with each and every one of us. Let's honor James Reason by keeping his teachings alive and contributing to improve the systems that help us go home safe every day. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.